Thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Chris Case. He's the bio-based consultant with the United Soybean Board. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carl. I'm glad to be there. This is wonderful.
Tell our listeners, what is the United Soybean Board?
The United Soybean Board, USB, is made up of 73 nationwide farmer leaders who oversee soybean checkoff funds used for soybean research and promotion. My work with the USB focuses on promoting the use of products that contain soy oil, which is a product of soybean processing. We found that the solvency and lubricating characteristics of soy oils is actually better than that of petroleum, which makes it a natural choice as a base stock for a wide variety of products that have typically been made with petrochemicals.
I see. And so I know for the past 2 years, Chris, you've been working with South Shore Clean Cities and reaching out to our various northern Indiana communities interested in greening their fleets. So how do soybeans play a role in communities' greening efforts?
Well, first of all, I've got to say it's impressive what you and the folks at South Shore Clean Cities have done to improve air quality by helping communities update their fleets with alternative fuel vehicles that operate much cleaner and more efficient. My work is I hope to be able to help those communities that are already environmentally committed in their efforts to further reduce the environmental footprint of their day-to-day activities through the use of soy and bio-based products by making purchasing choices to products that are safer and more environmentally compatible. Communities can, with very little effort, raise the level of their employee safety program and overall environmental performance. Because of the obvious environmental impacts of vehicle fleet operations, greening of individual vehicles on a fleet is certainly an obvious place to start.
Well, I know you mentioned greening a vehicle or a piece of equipment. So how is that done, Chris?
Well, when people think of a green vehicle, they first think of the type of fuel that that vehicle uses. And fuel is just the start of truly greening a vehicle. We work with various fleets in substituting all the petroleum products in that vehicle with bio-based products. And for many of those vehicles, that includes engine oil, hydraulic fluid, transmission fluid, antifreeze, greases, and lubricants. We've commonly seen water districts use biohydraulic fluid in their service vehicles because there's a high probability that the fluids from those vehicles may come in contact with water resources.
I see.
Any spill cleanup activities using bio-based fluids are less impactful, less intense, and less costly when they're using those more biodegradable fluids. A truly green vehicle is created when these bio-based fluids and lubricants are combined with an already clean fuel vehicle.
So as we talk about fleet maintenance, and we know fleet maintenance is a significant part of operating a vehicle fleet, so how can fleet maintenance activities become more green with bio-based products?
This is where significant benefit can be immediately realized. Bio-based products are exceptionally suited for maintenance shop use because they combine the product performance that mechanics expect with their use of a product that is typically safer for the employee and the environment. The superior solvency and lubricity of vegetable oil-based products makes them an excellent choice for shop use, such as spray lubricants, greases, penetrants, hydraulic fluids for floor lifts, parts cleaning fluids, degreasers, adhesive, and graffiti removers, as well as general cleaning products in those shops.
Our guest today is Mr. Chris Case, bio-based consultant with the United Soybean Board. And Chris, can other community activities benefit from the use of soy-based products?
They most certainly can, mm-hmm. Carl. The list is almost endless. Vegetable oils have become a common base stock for products used in building construction and maintenance. Soy oil is now used in paint, stains, sealers and strippers, roof coatings, spray foam insulation, furniture laminates, adhesives, as well as carpeting and artificial turf that's made with soy oil and recycled plastic bottles. Outstanding results are being realized with soy now used in road construction and pavement maintenance as well.
You know, I think as you mentioned that, our listeners are probably surprised to hear that soybeans are in roads. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on here in northern Indiana?
Well, you're not going to see soybeans along the shoulders of the roads because it's the soy oil that's now being used in road products. Soy oil makes the products in the long run extend the service life of these very expensive community assets. There's concrete sealers that are being used on roads, bridges, and walkways to seal out moisture and consequently reduce the weather damage to those resources. And pavement marking paints are more durable and they last longer on the roads. And asphalt pavement sealers actually soften the pavement surface and allow the road surface to self-repair the microcracking which is the first step in pavement deterioration. Soy bio-based materials are now added right in the pavement mixing plant materials for new pavement. All this is to add flexibility and consequently extend pavement service life.
I know you've been working also with some tire manufacturers. Can you talk about that? That's very exciting.
Yes, this is just kind of hot off the presses. They had their unveiling about a little over a month ago. Goodyear discovered that soybean oil improves tire flexibility at low temperatures, and it helps the rubber remain pliable in cold weather while it enhances the traction in rain and snow. Goodyear also discovered that soybean oil mixes more easily with rubber compounds, which improves the tire manufacturing efficiency and consequently reduces the energy consumption. This new technology is being used on two of their tire lines, the Assurance Weather Ready tire, which covers about 77% of passenger vehicles on the road, and then the Eagle Enforcer all-weather tire, which they use for law enforcement vehicles.
So as we come to the end of our show, what do you say to folks that convince them to try bio-based products, and where can they get more information, Chris?
Well, the first thing I tell folks is give the products a try. I've used them in facilities and fleet operations since the 90s. They work, and the products we see on the market are now state-of-the-art. For fleet products, the materials are precision-blended and meet the ASTM standards. I also stress the point that soybeans are agriculturally grown by your neighbors, and purchasing those soy products helps our rural economy while also reducing our dependence on foreign oil. You'll find that the products work equally well or better than what you're using currently. The cost is comparable, and best of all, they're typically safer to use and more environmentally friendly. So the question is, why would you choose not to use them? The information is available on the different types and varieties of soy bio-based products on the USB's website, and that is www.soybiobased.org. Or you can simply Google a product you're looking for, like soy bio-based toilet cleaner or soy bio-based chainsaw fire oil, and you'll get a page full of product options. All the bio-based product manufacturers have an online presence, and many of their products are becoming available on the store shelf. So if you can't find them, ask your retailer to consider carrying them as part of their sustainable product line, just as they do with their organic line of product. I guess I sum it up by saying, just choose to use them.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Chris Case, bio-based consultant with the United Soybean Board. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Have a green week, and thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.